This is JIS News. Coming up, Economic Program Oversight Committee says the country's fiscal balance remains in good standing. Ministry of Health to develop cancer care system. And Child Development Agency intensifies its community intervention program to protect the nation's children. The news in detail after this message.
Get involved this Labor Day. In your community, help create clean, safe, inspiring and fun spaces for our children. Let's show them that we care. It's a labor of love, nurturing our children.
Come to Jamaica, let's work together.
Register your projects now with the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Call 978-7654 extension 5137 or register online at myc.gov.jm.
Now the news. The country's fiscal balance remains in good standing, with the deficit at $7.8 billion at the end of the 2014-15 financial year in March. The figure is $3.6 billion better than the target of $11.4 billion and can be credited to the lower interest payments on Government of Jamaica GOJ bonds and cuts in expenditure for the period.
What this means is that the government has to borrow less in order to meet all of its expenditures, including the payment of interest. And so that's good because it reduces the debt buildup.
Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles. Mr. Biles was speaking at EPOC's monthly press briefing in Kingston Tuesday, where an assessment of the country's economic performance as at the end of March was provided. The Ministry of Health is in the process of designing and developing a cancer care system of excellence. The cancer care system will be located at the St. Joseph's Hospital, where one of two linear accelerators for radiation treatment will be housed. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the initiative is part of efforts to reduce premature deaths from non-communicable diseases, NCDs, by 25% by 2025.
Cabinet has approved the award of the contract for the Linux, and a contract was signed with Variant Medical Systems for over US $14 million.
Dr. Ferguson was making his contribution to the 2015-16 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. He says through public and private sector partnerships, radiation treatment for the most vulnerable will move from 1.8 million in the private sector to zero without government support. A legislative policy manual is being developed to guide how legislation is prepared and implemented in Jamaica. Currently at the draft stage, the manual is intended to provide a guide for officials primarily in government ministries and departments who are engaged in the preparation of legislation. It is one of two guidebooks being developed under the Justice Undertakings for Social Transformation, JUST program, being implemented in the Justice Ministry through the Office of the Chief Parliamentary Counsel. The other document is the Legislative Drafting Manual, which is to improve the overall quality of the legislative policy development process.
These are two significant tools that will codify and standardize the development of sound policies and drafting instructions from which high-quality legislation can be achieved, and will help to standardize and improve the drafting office practice and techniques to deliver the legislation.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. Minister Golding says the manuals, once adopted and implemented across government, will lead to more efficient processes for developing legislation and a higher quality legislative product. And the Child Development Agency, CDA, has intensified its community intervention program as it seeks to safeguard the nation's children. The agency recently staged a child protection sensitization walk in Torrington Park and its environs in Kingston to increase awareness among residents about the effects of child abuse and the need to protect children. Regional Director for the Southeast Region of the CDA, Robert Williams, says the sensitization walks, through targeting general communities, are particularly geared at engaging young men.
Sometimes the perpetrators are some of these unattached young men, and we want to engage them, we want to have a conversation, we want them to be aware of some of the issues and even the penalties to be engaged in sexual activities with anyone under 16. We want to engage them in parenting, and we want to engage them in reporting and being a part of protecting the children.
Persons are being encouraged to contact the Office of the Children's Registry toll-free at 1-888-PROTECT to report known or suspected cases of child abuse. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.